بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I thought let me share with you some thoughts on the adab or the etiquette of learning. Leadership training, we say there are three kinds of people who come to a course. One is prisoners. The second one is tourists. And the third one is serious learners. And prisoners are those who come with the frame of mind, well, you know, what can I do? I have been sent. So they have been sent. So they are sentenced to the training course. So they are prisoners. They come there, they have no interest in what's going on. They are just passing the time, enduring their prison sentence for 2 or 3 days, and then they go home. They get nothing from the course. The next one are tourists. And tourists come because they think, well, okay, I've been sent to the course. Usually these courses are in nice places. So I've got a nice, opportunity to go to a resort or go to a nice hotel, eat some nice food and hang out with some friends and so on and so forth, and just sit in the class, whatever games, exercises, play them and go home. So this class of people, maybe they get a little bit, if nothing, they at least, you know, have some fun. The people who benefit are the people who go as serious learners. It's not as if they don't benefit from the surroundings or the nice food, but they didn't go there for that reason. They went there because they were clear about their learning. They were clear about what they wanted from the course, so they get it. Similarly, we have people who come to Islamic halaqas and Islamic classes and events like this. Where here again we have three kinds of people. You have the information gatherers. So these are like people walking on the beach, and then they find an interesting looking stone or a seashell or something. So they are sort of rambling along, and they pick up this and they pick up that. And at the end of that, if you ask them, okay, so what did you gain from this walk? Well, you know, they don't know. I mean, you know, they just picked up a few shells. You get another kind who I call the examiners. So they come to check out the teacher. And then they compare the teacher with some other teacher which they have seen elsewhere. And some of them, if they come to a course or a dars or a, they come to some class, they would have read about that class elsewhere, and they come with that information in their mind, and then they challenge this teacher. You are saying this, but so-and-so said that. So that is the second kind, Then, you are like this. You are dressing like this. You're wearing this. You're talking like this or whatever. Your accent is this way. So they come. I call them the examiners. And the third one is the category which may Allah make us from them, who go there, who go to the Islamic class, who go to the halaqa, with the intention of taking something away from there to change their lives. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because today there is a profusion of Islamic classes and halaqas. Right? There's an absolute big, and especially this COVID seems to have brought it out, where we have far many more classes than we used to have, than we have ever had. And people are going to them. I mean, there, I don't know how many are going exactly, but anyway, at least the classes are there, and so whoever is going is going. For example, I am teaching five, or rather, I have five lectures a week. Monday through Thursday, I have a class every day in the evening here in the US. And the class is around 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes. And then on Juma, I have two khutbas. I have a live khutbah in the masjid, and I have a online khutbah, which I give before that for people who cannot go to the masjid. So that's six of them, if I count all six. So six a week. I've never in my life done six lectures a week. I've only been doing it after coming here to the US in the last 1 year. And, you know, thanks to this COVID. And then because of this COVID, any amount of programs on Zoom and this and that. The reason I'm saying this is because, alhamdulillah, thanks to this COVID or whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to study His, study the deen of Islam, to study His kitab, to study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take the maximum benefit from that. And the maximum benefit comes from going to a Islamic class, going to a halaqa, going to a lecture, with only one focus, and that is, what can I get out of this for my benefit? Let me repeat that. There is only one frame of mind. There is only one approach. There is only one attitude which will benefit you if you go to an Islamic class. This applies across the board, even for things which are not Islamic, which are of other, you know, beneficial nature. But I am specific now to the Islamic class. See, if you're going to an Islamic class, if you're going to halaqa, there is only one attitude, one frame of mind which will benefit you, and that is to go there as a supplicant, to go there as a sa'il, to go there as somebody who is in need, who is in desperate need, and need not need from the teacher, but need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The teacher is only the means, the teacher is only the channel through which what Allah wants you to know, Allah will communicate to you. Allah is not sending Jibreel alayhi salam to you. There is no wahi being sent to you. Allah is not talking to you directly. So the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you will come to you, inshallah, through whoever you are listening to. My submission to you is, when you go to a halaqa, when you go to a class, go pray two rakat of salah. This is what I was taught by my teachers. This is what I do when I go. Pray two rakat of salah, haja, and make the dua of haja after that. Ask and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I am going to be spending this next half an hour, 1 hour in this class. Make this beneficial for me. Please tell me what you know I need to hear. Please put the words in the heart of this speaker, of this teacher, and let him say those words. Let those words reach my heart and enable me to change my life. Enable me to change my life. O Allah, be pleased with me. Forgive my faults. Forgive my sins. Make this dua and go. Please do not go to sit there and judge the teacher. Even if the teacher is a monkey, the teacher can teach. You can learn something from that monkey. Please consider the teacher to be a monkey, but learn from the monkey. Don't sit in judgment on the monkey to say this monkey is not as good as the other monkey which I saw, and that other monkey was eating a coconut in this way, and this monkey cannot open the coconut. Please, do yourself a favor. Go as a supplicant, go as a sa'il, go as someone in desperate need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the means that you will, inshallah, Allah will use to help you make use of that. If you are going to go there and sit in judgment on the teacher and you know, so either say nothing or pass remarks or whatever, believe me, the only person that you are harming is yourself. Don't go there and sit and say, oh, his accent is like this, he pronounced it this way, he pronounced this thing that way, he pronounced that thing this way, he said this particular explanation about this ayah, but I read this explanation in another place, and that explanation was, if that explanation was better, stick with that explanation, right? Forget this explanation. Don't argue, don't create a, you know, unnecessary issue. Whatever you like, take it. Ask Allah to give you benefit. If Allah wants to give you benefit, that benefit will come to you from anywhere. If Allah does not want to give you benefit, that benefit will not even come to you if you go and sit at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm saying that with definite and pure evidence, because there were people who sat in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they got nothing from him. They got nothing from him, right? They still went to Jahannam. So let us make sure that it is not the teacher, it is not the means, it is me and my attitude towards learning which will benefit me or which will not benefit me. If my attitude towards learning is correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that benefit to come from any source. And if my attitude towards learning is that of arrogance, is that of sitting in judgment on somebody, is that of pointing fingers being critical or whatever, then believe me, even if you are in the presence of the best teacher in the world, you will gain nothing. Let me remind myself and you, let us approach learning. This is the Kitab of Allah. This is the Sunnah of Rasulullah. This is something that has to be approached with the correct adab, with the correct respect, with the correct etiquette. Otherwise, it does not benefit. And that is what I remind myself and you. Let us make sure that we don't sabotage ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.